1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Charges have been filed against a Missouri homeowner in the shooting of a black teenager. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Prosecutors in Kansas City, Missouri have filed felony charges against the homeowner accused of shooting Ralph Yarrell, a black teenager who was shot when he went to the wrong house to pick up his siblings. Andrew Lester, who's 85, now faces two felony counts. Clay County Prosecutor Zachary Thompson.
As a result of these charges, a warrant was issued for Mr. Lester's arrest. And bond was set at $200,000.
Yarrell, who's 16 and was in the school band, was shot in the head and arm, but did survive. Neighbors are outraged at how it all transpired.
Nobody should be harmed, shot at, or killed because they ring a doorbell.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Police are still looking for whoever opened fire on those at a 16th birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama. Four people ages 17 to 23 were killed, including the brother of the young girl who was being celebrated. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
In the aftermath, Phil Dowdell was on the ground in a pool of blood. The high school senior was set to graduate next month. A star under the Friday night lights, Dowdell was headed to play football on Saturdays for Jacksonville State. But this Saturday night, number seven became another number, the latest victim of a mass shooting, with his little sister and mother by his side.
Police say at least 32 were injured in Saturday night's shooting. Production on big-budget Hollywood films could soon come to a stop. Our Steve Futterman says those who write for film and television are one step closer to walking out.
97% of those who voted authorized a strike. Jason Squire follows the film industry. He says one of the contentious issues is the fact that streaming shows have far fewer episodes than traditional TV shows.
Streamers tend to create and order episodes that could range from, I'd say, 6 to 12 episodes.
CBS's Jeff Pagaz has the latest in the Justice Department's crackdown on alleged Chinese agents in the U.S. One case involves two men allegedly setting up a secret police station in New York City's Chinatown.
Two men, both New York City residents, have been charged with conspiring to act as agents of China's government. 34 MPS officers have also been charged with operating an online troll farm to threaten Chinese dissidents in the U.S. and to spread propaganda to sow divisions in the country.
Remembrances were held over the weekend, and as more than 30,000 runners stepped off today, it marked 10 years since the Boston Marathon bombing. Three people were killed and nearly 300 injured when two bombs went off at the finish line in 2013. David's Bridal files for bankruptcy protection. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 18th. In Wood County, the Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 8 a.m. The Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9:15, the Wood County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30, and the Jail Construction Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 10. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will hold their public meeting at 6 p.m. The Village of Buren Board of Trustees annual meeting will take place at 6 p.m. The City of Nakusa Ways and Means will meet at 5 p.m. and the Common Council will meet at 5:15. In Portage County, the county board meeting will begin at 5 p.m. The City of Stevens Point will have their Common Council meeting at 6. The Village of Whiting will have their organizational meeting at 7 p.m. Adams County will hold their Highway Committee meeting at 5 p.m., Committee of the Whole at 5:30, and County Board of Supervisors at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 23 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 30. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 46. Wednesday, 56. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Good morning, Wisconsin. This is As Goes Wisconsin, usually with your friend Kristen Bry. If you're listening, you know I'm not Kristen. This is Joe Zepecki sitting in while Kristen tries to make it back from some travel. We hope that she will be back tomorrow. I hope that you all will be back tomorrow. And I hope you'll ride with us today on a blustery, almost wintry-like Monday morning. It's not how you want to start the week. But Jane, how are you feeling this morning?
I am not feeling too bad, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me today. Like you said, while Kristen is off, if you think this is bad, parts of Western Wisconsin got 22 inches of snow.
Oh, no, thank you.
We can do a couple more days. Hang in there, folks. We're heading in the right direction.
That's right.
We're not supposed to be at 80 degrees in the middle of April anyway. I hate to be the one to point that out.
Yeah, summer started early and then it ended abruptly.
Yes.
And then it was spring and now it's winter again. I don't know where that falls. Have you seen the layout of like fall spring 1, winter 3, fall spring 2? I don't know where we are on that timeline. But you are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Hope you'll join the conversation today. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We are coming to you across the Civic Media Network and locally out of Waukesha on 540 AM, The Shot, WAUK. Let me give you a quick rundown of what we're going to spend our time on today.
All right.
Like we said, hope you'll stay with us. We're going to start with the weekend that was. Talk a little Bucks playoff run, which maybe not the best start we wanted, but we'll get into it. We're also going to talk about some news from the last few days around the state and country. Gun violence, again, emerging front of mind, basically in all corners of the country. Some news on the legal front, some high-profile cases involving national security, involving Fox. We're not going to use the second part of their title that
is questionable.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. And then we're going to, in the second hour, talk about Medicaid. It is Wisconsin state budget time, and this has become a biennial conversation. But we're going to bring in some, I think, really interesting guests to talk about this. We're going to have Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who I believe this will be her first time on the show.
It will be. I'm very excited.
She is about, you know, 3.5 months on the job. For those not familiar with Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, she is a practicing nurse or was before she became lieutenant governor. I don't know whether she's still able to practice given her new duties. But she obviously has a perspective from her working life on the importance of expanding Medicaid. And then we're going to have somebody I'm also really excited about, which is a state representative, a state lawmaker from the great state of North Carolina. North Carolina was recently the 40th state to accept the federal expansion of Medicaid. We're going to talk to her about how they got that done. Maybe there's hope for Wisconsin after all this time to actually get some progress on Medicaid. So State Representative Sarah Crawford from North Carolina will be joining us. I consume a lot of news. I'm not sure I've seen anywhere else in the great state of Wisconsin and all of our fine media institutions, anybody talking to a North Carolinian about how this got done. So tell your friends, check it out. You can hear it from State Representative Sarah Crawford in the noon hour. And then in the third hour, we'll lighten things up a little bit. I've got a tale from the road. I spent some time in Iowa this weekend, and all of the Quick Trip stands out there might want to pay attention in that third hour for a curious tale of awakenment, enlightenment, and the filling stations, gas stations of the upper Midwest. And we're going to look at Kevin McCarthy's report card. Today, I believe it's today, is the 100th day of the new Congress. That means, I don't know, 98 days, 97 days since Kevin McCarthy became speaker. Remember that? Seems like years ago when he couldn't get the votes.
Yes.
Until the 17th or 18th try.
Round, yes.
And but the report card is in. The people are speaking. And I think you might be interested in how he's doing. And of course, we have to remind you, we will try to remind you throughout the hour. Tomorrow's a big day. Your taxes are due, people. Pay your taxes.
You better get it done.
File your taxes. Or at minimum, file for that extension.
Yes.
Because tomorrow, April 18th, is tax day this year. So we'll remind you throughout the show. You're listening to Joe Zepecki on As Goes Wisconsin, sitting in for Kristen Bry. Let's start with last night. Now, I watched a lot of basketball this weekend.
Yes, you did, both in person and on television.
Yes,
right?
You might say too much basketball. 7 AAU basketball games. Got back from lovely Bettendorf, Iowa, Quad Cities area. We were actually staying across the river in East Moline. And after 7, AAU basketball games, got home just in time to watch the Bucks game tip off. Now, we're Bucks fans here. We loved what that title run did for the greater Milwaukee area, for the state of Wisconsin, enshrining Giannis as kind of one of the greats. This is a fun group, a fun team, and this year managed to get the best record in the NBA. So they're the number one seed in the East. Starting the playoff run at home in front of the fans against the Milwaukee Heat. And after playing just 11 minutes in the second quarter, Giannis goes down after a hard fall on his back, reaches for his back, and tries to come back in the game, can't get it done, goes to the locker room, and he's out for the rest of the game.
Oh, gosh.
So without their star, without their leader, the rest of the Bucks are now trying to figure out, okay, game one. And for those who weren't watching, like I was, it didn't go well. The Bucks dropped game one to the Miami Heat. The Giannis injury was not the only injury of note in the game. Tyler Hero, Heat guard, who is a product of Whitnall High School.
Oh, wow.
Where I attended and still do some coaching. And those watching on the live stream can see I've got my Whitnall hoodie on today. Tyler Hero broke his shooting hand and is out 4 to 6 weeks. So it's like diving for a loose ball. And I think I have this right. After the injury, he, with a broken hand, caught a pass and made a three-pointer. But you could tell that there was something wrong.
Oh.
So he goes to the locker room and is out 4 to 6 weeks. That could be the whole playoff run. I mean, even if the Heat knock off the Bucks, I don't think it's going to happen. and make a deep run, he might not be back at all. So not a good night on the injury front. And there were big injury problems in other NBA playoff games. Ja Morant went down. Just not a good night for health in the NBA, which is too bad on day one or day two, perhaps, of the NBA playoffs. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to try to provide a little optimism and hope for Bucks fans who are feeling a little down today about how last night's game went. I looked inside the numbers, and it turns out that last night, in their 84th game of the year, so a full 82-game schedule, a play-in game for the Heat, playing game number 84 against our Milwaukee Bucks, the Miami Heat had their best shooting night of the entire season. They were absolutely lights out. They were shooting 60% from the floor, 60% from three, and that's, you know, that's impressive. Hats off, right? Sometimes you just got to tip your cap and say, okay.
Give them the props.
Give them the props. And on the other hand, the Bucks, in their 83rd game of the year, had their worst shooting night of the year. Now, that's the thing with basketball. There's going to be nights when the basket looks like it's the size of the ocean, and some nights where it looks like, you know, a keyhole. And we just happen to have, for the Heat, it looked like the ocean. For the Bucks, it looked like a keyhole. We couldn't make anything. And despite all that, the Bucks were actually in the game. Usually, you know, if somebody were to tell me that in an NBA game, one team is going to have their best shooting night of the year and the other team is going to have their worst shooting night of the year, what do you think happened? I would say, I'll bet the team that had its best shooting night won by 20 to 30 points. That's not what happened. The Bucks were in this game. It was a three-possession game until about 2 or 3 minutes left. And every, you know, the Bucks kept closing. They would make a little run, get it to 2-3 points, and then the Heat would answer. So I think that there is lots of reason to be optimistic. We don't know a ton about the injury to Giannis other than that the x-rays were negative. He didn't break anything during that fall.
Well, that's good.
That's a good start. So we, you know, can be cautiously optimistic that he will be back for Wednesday night, game two, also in Milwaukee. The Heat will be without Tyler Hero, one of their shooters. And, you know, I guess my final note of optimism for all you As Goes Wisconsin fans, for all you Bucks fans, for all you folks who don't even care about basketball, but just like it when the sports fans in your life are happy. And I know there's some of you out there. We all remember, what was the mantra when the Bucks were on their title run, Jane? What was it? What was everybody saying to each other?
Bucks in six.
Bucks in six, baby. Well, here's the thing, folks. The Bucks can't win in six if they never lose a game. So maybe it'll be Bucks in five, but how fitting would it be as we start another, hopefully, title run, as the team entering the playoffs with the best record in the league? Bucks and six, baby. I'm still feeling good. I hope you are too. We've got a fun show for you today, I hope. I hope my voice clears up a little bit. I'm going to be talking more than I'm used to here on As Goes Wisconsin. This is Joe Zepecki in for Kristen Bry. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can text. You can talk. Come on back after this first break to As Goes Wisconsin. We're going to talk about some of the legal news from around the country that emerged over the weekend. Maybe it'll make you happy. Maybe it'll make you sad. You're going to have to come back after the break to find out. I don't play like the superstar in the NBA. The forwards, the centers, and all the guards. The ones you see on the bubblegum cards. Me and homeboy would go one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Joe Zupecki in for your usual host, Kristen Bry. But Jane's here. Jane's on the board. You got Jane. What else do you need?
Jane and Joe for the Monday.
The Jane and Joe show for Monday. We're trying to inject a little life into your ears and into your brains on this snowy, cold, windy. Oh, wasn't it just 80 degrees the other day of a Monday? Man, Mondays are the worst. And then you throw this on. All Joe's rock, says Joe M in the chat. I love it. Joe Biden rocks. We know that. We're going to get to him in a little bit. Now, listen, folks, I've been here before. I've sat in for a couple of days. Kristen has had me on as a guest. So I like to think that the listening audience has gotten to know a few things about me. One of the things I'm not sure we've talked about is the fact that I am not a lawyer, much to my mother's chagrin. My mother is an accomplished lawyer, and it was maybe a real thing. Like, I took the LSAT.
You did.
I thought very seriously about law school, and then it didn't end up happening. I got the political bug, and when I was done with college, I basically had already worked on a couple of political campaigns and wanted to race out to D.C. and do more political stuff, and then it just kind of never happened. I never got around to it. But my lack of a legal degree does not mean that we can't give you some legal news from around the country. It feels like there's an awful lot of it. And now, for anybody about my age, I'm in my early 40s, legal stuff, it feels like it comes in waves, right? There's like, you get a bunch of education about the legal process, and then you don't hear anything for a while. The OJ trial, when I was in middle school, was like a big thing, and you felt like every single day there was news on the legal front. I feel like we're in one of those cycles now where we just have legal news coming out the wazoo. And if you come to As Goes Wisconsin, if you come to the Civic Media Network, you're going to get your legal news. So here we go. We got three to get to.
All right.
I think the first one's relatively straightforward. You may have seen that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is in a little bit of hot water recently, folks.
The story just keeps getting crazier.
It's not great when a billionaire benefactor who you met after you joined the Supreme Court is giving you hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts and you are not disclosing it. It is not great when that billionaire benefactor is funding Clarence Thomas's wife's nonprofit activities, which of course are all political in nature. It came out over the weekend that Justice Thomas was also involved in a real estate transaction with this billionaire benefactor that he did not disclose.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. So, listen, more broadly speaking, it is very clear that Supreme Court justices need to have a judicial ethics code enforced, and hopefully that will happen on the public policy front. But in the meantime, Justice Thomas, under fire, is now saying that he will amend his financial disclosure forms. I don't think that's going to do it, Jane. I don't think this story is going anywhere for a while. What say you?
Well, gee, I got caught. Oops. Let me go back and fix the paperwork. No.
That's not how it works?
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. Man. And I find it remarkably naive of us that we would think that this one body is perfectly capable of policing itself on ethics.
When every other judge in the country is subject to an ethics code.
Exactly. I cannot fathom that we have allowed this. It's 2023, people.
Yeah.
And now we're finally sitting up and going, you know, maybe there should be people watching over these people.
There ought to be some oversight.
Yeah, maybe just a scooch.
Hear, hear. So Justice Thomas, gonna fix that form. I think there's more to come. Stay tuned. Case number two, an update yesterday night from the judge in the Fox versus Dominion lawsuit. This is... You've been seeing all of the texts between the Fox hosts about how crazy Trump is and they hate him and how they repeatedly broadcast lies about the 2020 election and smeared Dominion voting systems, Dominion suing Fox for $1.6 billion. That's a lot of simoleons. And late yesterday, judge came out and said the trial that was supposed to start this morning.
Yeah, today.
Has been pushed by a day. Now, I have not seen confirmed, but there is a lot of speculation that the reason for the delay is that the two sides are in settlement talks.
No!
Jane, you don't want them to pay up and that and just be done with it?
No.
Why not?
I want a trial. I want testimony. I want to see Tucker Carlson sit there and admit that he despises Donald Trump. I want to see Rupert Murdoch on the stand. I have popcorn and party favors, Joe. I've been planning on this.
I don't blame you. We have learned an awful lot about the inner workings of the Fox Corporation in the last couple of months due to the discovery phase of this legal battle. And so if you wanted to pop your popcorn and get some new disclosures today, today's not the day. They pushed the trial. Keep an eye on this. I guess it's possible that they will settle this lawsuit before it goes to trial.
I did not think that money was the object of this lawsuit. And if they do settle, I will be tremendously disappointed that it was just about cash.
Yeah.
I thought it was about ethics.
The principle of the thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then finally, Jack Teixeira, young man who was a member of the Air National Guard out of Massachusetts, arrested Friday, is apparently, allegedly, the source of a massive leak of U.S. intelligence secrets. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm just going to offer this. Secrets held by this government are held for a reason. Intelligence gathering is really important in terms of our national security. Throw the book at this guy. You know, he's going to get his fair trial. And there needs to be some reform when it comes to the handling of classified information. We see that all the way from the former president of the United States to a 21-year-old airman. It's not good enough. We got to be better. This has been your legal brief. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Joe Zepecki in for Kristen Bry. Come on back with Jane and I. We're going to talk about some more news from over the weekend on the Civic Media Network. Come on back.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Newly elected Republican Representative Derek Van Orden says a compromise on Wisconsin's abortion ban is needed to fend off radical Democrats. WSAU reporting Van Orden is calling for carve-outs in state law for rape and incest and discussions on allowing abortions up to 15 weeks. Reproductive rights were a major issue in this month's Wisconsin Supreme Court election, with liberals flipping the court for the first time in 15 years. Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz handily defeated Dan Kelly by 11 points. Life in prison without parole for Mike Jensen of Pleasant Prairie. The 63-year-old was convicted for the second time of killing his wife Julie by poisoning her with antifreeze and suffocation in 1998. Jensen's attorneys maintained Julie Jensen was depressed and killed herself in order to frame her husband. Jensen was first convicted in 2008, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in 2021 he deserved a new trial. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 23 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 30. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 46. Wednesday, 56. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
But most Thursdays, you can hear me, Joe Zupecki, on with Pat Kreitlow. Once in a while, you can catch me on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You make the rounds.
Do we call that the flagship? Is that the...
The flagship,
the
yes.
The flagship product. I was actually on last week, and I think Dom was on some travel. It must be the time of year. I'm about to leave. Kristen is out for a few days, back tomorrow. Dom was gone. And so I was on with Crute on the Devil's Advocates last week, and we heard from Congressman Mark Pocan, who was making the rounds, you know, doing listening sessions across his district. His district is sort of referred to as Madison, but also includes a lot of those smaller communities and those rural communities that ring Madison, sure, in Wisconsin's second congressional district. And, you know, we just sort of asked, hey, what's on people's minds? That's why members of Congress do those, is so they can hear what their constituents care about. And a week ago, the answer by Congressman Mark Pocan was guns. Guns are on people's minds. This was in the wake of the attack on a school in Nashville and then a bank in Kentucky. And it's another one of these seasons of carnage and gun violence in America. We all needed a break after losing those 3 9-year-olds, after losing employees and customers at a bank. And we didn't get one, folks, because this last weekend, Friday through Sunday, we once again see these horrific explosions of violence involving firearms in every kind of community, every kind of state, around the country. In Alabama, there are 4 dead and 28 injured. That shooting took place at a 16-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
In Chicago, Illinois, over the weekend, there were 32 people shot. There are 8 confirmed fatalities. This was a series of shootings, but it was described as unrest. The incoming mayor of Chicago was asked to weigh in. In Kentucky, another shooting, 2 dead, 4 injured. In Kansas City, Missouri, a 16-year-old young man is fighting for his life after he mistakenly rang the wrong doorbell 1 block from where he was going to pick up his younger brother, 16-year-old kid. And for the horrific, heinous act of ringing the doorbell at the wrong house, was shot twice, including in the head, by a homeowner who is now claiming his defense is the stand your ground law because a young black man mistakenly rang the doorbell.
Didn't try to break in.
Didn't try to break in. Rang the doorbell.
Rang the doorbell.
Standing on the porch. Shot a second time after he had fallen to the ground. No weapon on him. Nothing. And if I sound a little pissed off, it's because I am. Because we have got to find a way to end this madness. And that's what it is. It is madness. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Second Amendment. I just don't think it says what a lot of these gun nuts want you to think it says. Okay? There are an awful lot of responsible gun owners in this country. There are a lot of very defensible reasons to have rifles, shotguns, even handguns. But the public policies of this country right now are enabling more of this madness than we ought to be dealing with. Because despite the fact that we make up, 4 or 6% of the world's population, we somehow manage to be 45, 46% of mass shootings. What's the difference? Many would say it's our lax firearm safety rules and regulations. And so I want to spend a couple minutes here talking about what we've heard, what we think, trying to turn down my volume, my heat a little bit, because I think there are ways forward that agreeable people can agree on. And I'd like to hear from you. If you want to join the conversation, you can text, you can talk, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin, talking about the rash of gun violence over the last weekend. And it just so happens that this past weekend was also the NRA's national convention. These shootings didn't happen because of that. Not suggesting otherwise. I would say nearly everyone who goes to an NRA convention is probably falls under that category of responsible gun owner. And more of them, I believe, than we hear about, are for reasonable, responsible rules and regulations around the sale, ownership, and handling of firearms in this country. And part of the reason I believe that is because the ones getting the bad name are the gun owners. Not everyone who owns a gun is a nut, but we've got too many nuts owning guns. How is it that someone who is receiving mental health treatment in the case of the Nashville school shooting a couple weeks ago is able to purchase 7 deadly weapons from 5 different locations in just a couple of days? If you think that's okay, look in the mirror. You might be the problem. Because there are things like red flag laws that we can enact, some other common sense reforms that we can do that would make it harder for the people who shouldn't have the guns to get the guns. And so, taking a step back, again, trying to breathe, last year we saw something we hadn't seen in almost 30 years, which was gun safety legislation passed by the Congress of the United States and signed into law by President Joe Biden. Happened last year. It hadn't happened since 1994. 1994 was the assault weapons ban that expired under a Republican Congress and has not been brought back up. What that gun legislation passed last year did, among other things, was it really went after mental health and, you know, more resources for the states to establish things like red flag laws. For those who don't know what that means that is a adjudicated process by which somebody who is having a hard time, their loved ones, their family members, their friends, their colleagues can use this process to make sure that when that person is going through a tough time, they do not have access to their firearms. Seems pretty straightforward,
yep.
Right? It's not a forever. It's a temporary, you know, hey, we're going to take these away from you. You get them back once you're squared away. And part of the theory was really that if you can show that you can pass bipartisan gun safety legislation and the NRA doesn't go crazy and start primarying Republicans and swing district Democrats don't lose their seats, you can demonstrate that the politics on this issue have changed. And I'm here to tell you that they are. They're still changing. They're changing every day. We've got to do more. We proved the theory, okay? You can pass gun safety reform in this country, and it doesn't mean that the government's coming to take your guns away. It's just not what it means.
No, and never has.
Never has, never will. It's just not going to happen, folks. And so when we see weekends like this past weekend across Alabama, Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, Lord knows I'm probably missing many of them.
Oh, gosh, there was a 3-year-old in Charlotte, North Carolina, who found his father's gun and is now dead. That was also over the weekend.
I'm sure you talked last week about Waukesha North, not too far from where we're broadcasting today. A young person with a long gun, safely handled by law enforcement. Schools went into a brief lockdown. The system worked in that case the way that it should, but that doesn't mean that that should have been required. That person maybe shouldn't have had access to that firearm. And so after these rounds of this, what you often see and hear are reactions from people. I want to hear your reactions if you've got them. You can drop them in the chat if you're streaming. You can text them in. You can call in 844-967-2789. And among those who we look to at times like this are our nation's leaders. You hear a lot of thoughts and prayers. Oftentimes you hear, now is not the time for thoughts and prayers. This is too fresh, too raw.
Now is not the time for legislation.
Right.
Because it's too soon.
But the reality is this is happening with such frequency. There would never be any time for that if we just waited. President Biden over the weekend tweeting his condolences for the loss of life, his dismay that we allow this to happen in this country time and time again, whether it's at a bank or a grocery store or a movie theater,
place of worship,
or a school, or a place of worship. They happen everywhere. They can happen anywhere. And what President Biden had to say was that he stands ready to work across the aisle in good faith on federal legislation that will save lives. Quote, it's within Congress's power to require safe storage and universal background checks and ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. This should happen without delay. Hear, hear. I agree. I could not agree any more that Congress needs to come back and do more. Doesn't mean that there will never be another deadly shooting in America. But the dismay and the despair that people feel when they see these and hear these or live through them or live through multiples of them, like the student at Michigan State,
yes,
who survived his second school shooting because he had been in a high school where there had been a shooting. Part of that despair is compounded by a politics that doesn't ever take the challenge seriously. There are still gun show loopholes. There are still way too few restrictions on things like high capacity magazines. I'm going to throw out two other reforms that I one of which I think might surprise some folks. It is not a requirement of the law to, if you as a firearm owner, if that firearm is stolen from you, you don't have to report that to law enforcement.
What?
What the hell kind of sense does that make?
What?
Yep. Now, some people do, but there is no requirement that you have to. So if you are burgled or something is stolen from you and it is a deadly weapon, I think you should be held liable if you do not alert law enforcement. I think law enforcement in every community in America would like to know if somebody stole a gun.
From your car.
From your car or from your gun safe or from your home, wherever. That's common sense. Let's do it. That's the easy one. My second idea, a little bit bigger, a little bit harder. But we got to start this conversation now so we can get it done because the politics are changing. Young people in particular are sick and tired of this. I'm 40, 41. The voters behind me who have lived this reality of school shootings, they want more regulations on guns. And they're going to get them. It's just a question of when. As they become, you know, the age of sort of the politicians and the lawmakers and the deciders, they're going to change. And when it changes, among the things that we should seriously consider, that we should have a conversation about, is if you are going to own a firearm, you will be required, you should be required, to have insurance on that firearm. Just like if you own an automobile. If you're going to drive what can be a 2,000-pound weapon around the streets, you have to have insurance. If you're going to own an AR-15 or a 9 or a hunting rifle, you should have to insure that. And that would take care of a lot of these challenges. It would, because the businesses would fix this. And that's the kind of public-private policy I think we can get behind when it comes to gun safety. This is Joe Zepecki. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us. We're going to move off of the gun violence. We're going to move to healthcare, another issue near and dear to my heart.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Degrees. A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I'm your guest host, Joe Zepecki, sitting in for Kristen today. Got my buddy Jane on the board.
So glad to have you here, Joe. Thank you so much.
Happy to do it. We are trying to hold it down, make Kristen proud, make all of you listeners more informed, more educated, and more empowered, feeling like you can make a change in the world, because I promise you, you can. What's the quote? It's never underestimate the ability of a small group of people to change the course of history.
Oh, I like that.
In fact, it's the only thing that ever has. We're not a small group. We're a big group of As Goes Wisconsin listeners and folks who engage with this program and all of the fine programs across the Civic Media Network. And there's an issue before the state as part of the state budget that I think you can make an impact when it comes to. I think you can impact all of it, but I think there's one that is of particular concern to people, and it's been out there for a long time. So what we're going to spend the next few minutes here doing is setting the table around Medicaid expansion. After the break, basically at the top of the noon hour, we're going to have Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on, and then we're going to have a lawmaker from North Carolina, another Sarah, State Representative Sarah Crawford. And they're going to be joining us to talk about Medicaid expansion and why this is so important and how this can get done through state budget processes. But before we do that, I want to set this up with some of the background and some of the history on this issue. So there are different ways to get insurance in this country. A lot of people have employer-sponsored coverage, not enough of them, but many of them do. Big corporations, big companies are usually able to provide some level of private insurance. Since passage of the Affordable Care Act, there's also an individual marketplace where if you are working and your employer doesn't offer health insurance, you can go into the marketplace, healthcare.gov, and find a plan that works for you. There's also Medicare, which is for those age 65 and up. Every time you get that pay stub at the end of the 2 weeks or at the end of the month, you see some Medicare money coming out. That is us paying for Medicare, which is for Americans 65 and older. And then there is Medicaid, which ensures that those who are making the lowest on the socioeconomic income scale have access to health care, so that children born to families, couples, individuals who aren't making even 100% of the federal poverty level, we make sure that those babies are cared for and can get access to health care. Medicaid has been around for a very long time. And is very important, is vitally important, because when people are uninsured or underinsured, we end up paying for it.
Ultimately, anyway.
Because you still get sick.
Yep.
And what's called uncompensated care is then passed on to the rest of us who are able to pay for health care. So Medicaid matters. It is, right now, it is Medicaid Awareness Month. And among the conversations, in some states, is still whether or not to accept the federal expansion of Medicaid that was enacted under the Affordable Care Act. So what does that mean?
Yeah, what is the reluctance to do this?
Well, we're going to get to that. I want to remind people that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, as it is frequently known, was passed 13 years ago last month.
Wow.
It's a teenager.
Yeah.
An unruly teenager, some might say. And so that did all kinds of things. You know, can't be discriminated against in healthcare for having a pre-existing condition. You can stay on your parents' plan until you're 26. You've got to, you know, all health plans have to have these essential minimum benefits. Everybody has to get a free well visit per year, et cetera, et cetera. It also said if the states would expand their Medicaid programs up to 138% of the federal poverty level, that the federal government would cover 90% of that cost for the first couple of years, and then it would go down to 80%. And despite that really, really good deal that would have allowed every state in the country, including Wisconsin, to cover more people and do it at a lower cost from the state coffers because of the federal match, Republicans right here in Wisconsin said, no, thank you. We're not going to do it. Nope. Oh, it's how many? $800 million in additional tax dollars coming to the state of Wisconsin that we, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, are sending to the feds anyways? No, thanks. We're not interested. Time and time again, they have refused. They have said no. In the meantime, all this while, for over a dozen years, while Wisconsin Republicans have been saying no, 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 other states around the country have been saying, yes, this is a good deal. This makes sense. Cover more people. It costs less. That's a good deal. And so we found ourselves, as of about a month ago, 39 states across the country had adopted that federal expansion of Medicaid. Red states, blue states, purple states. I feel like I should be making a Dr. Seuss rhyme out of this. 39 states across the country. Missouri, Oklahoma, California, you name it. But not Wisconsin. No, no, no. Can't do it, say Wisconsin Republicans. With all of that said, there are leaders like Tony Evers, governor of the great state of Wisconsin, who are still trying, still pushing for this. And so he included Medicaid expansion in his budget proposal submitted to the legislature a couple months ago. What are Wisconsin Republicans going to do this time? I don't know. I'm afraid they're going to say no, but we can't let them do that without them hearing from we the people. And the most interesting thing that happened since that budget was introduced is that a 40th state accepted the expansion of Medicaid. North Carolina, a state that is pretty Republican, their legislature overwhelmingly Republican. If there is another state in the country where the legislature is close to as gerrymandered as Wisconsin, it is North Carolina. And we know that Wisconsin Republicans pay attention to North Carolina Republicans because after the 2018 election, when Scott Walker lost, the lame duck power grab. Remember that, Jane?
Oh, I do.
The Wisconsin Republicans, they took that from the North Carolina Republicans playbook. And within the last couple of weeks, North Carolina, with a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, has found agreement to expand Medicaid. How did they get that done? Why did they do it now? I don't know all those answers, but it gives me hope. And so in the next hour, we're going to talk to Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. We're going to hear from a North Carolina state lawmaker about how they got it done. And hopefully it's going to fill us with pride and energy so we can engage and get this across the finish line, because that's what I know you expect on the Civic Media Network here on As Goes Wisconsin with Jane and Joe on a Monday morning. I hope you'll stick with us into the afternoon. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, pretty new to the job. She's been on the job 3.5 months. She is a nurse, so she's got some perspectives on this. She was also in the state legislature. Cannot wait to hear from her about why this has to happen, why now is the moment. Thanks for riding with us this first hour. Come on back for the second hour. Learn more, hear from the Sarahs about Medicaid expansion. Come on back.
Tomorrow, ain't that good news?
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.